you as the writer?
As one of a great staff of very creative people.
One of the things I kind of found was a little interesting was that his family already know that he's a DEA agent. They don't know that he's actually a secret agent.
Right.
Well, I found that quite interesting because usually you don't get that kind of upfront. So was that something that you wanted to, you guys wanted to do with this?
Yeah, in a way, we kind of went at it. When we were first playing around with this idea, it was always thought of as, well, maybe he's already a soccer player and already a spy. And the idea of actually seeing his life right before that moment and seeing the origin of how we meet this world, how we meet soccer, the world of soccer, how we meet, you know, especially at a time when we're thinking about, well, this country is finally enjoying soccer, so we look really smart all of a sudden. But it was designed so that if you don't know anything about soccer or you don't love soccer, you are getting introduced to it in a way and not assuming that you're going to love soccer or that you know everything about the sport. And that's why the idea of starting from the very beginning and seeing the journey of learning about soccer and learning who the people are behind it and knowing what a big industry it is and some of the character personalities that genuinely own soccer teams, you know, and what that world is, that felt like a unique thing that I hadn't seen before. And so it felt more realistic to start Tony already sort of as a law enforcement, you know, hero, someone who's already doing the right thing for his country, and then have to take a step even further into something a little stranger, going to the CIA, and not being able to tell his family about it. You know, the idea that his image, the image that Galan's character actually sees and likes so much, is partly a construction, you know, and it's a construction that he can't quite tell his family about. He can't say, no, that's not really how I would behave, but hopefully as time goes on and you get a little more complicated and maybe he does start to behave that way sooner or later. You know, what happens when you are tempted by the reality of being a professional athlete and someone who's running around naked on TMZ? And also being, you know, seduced by the power of the world of sports. It's a tough thing to be a spy and an athlete and a son and an older brother and all those things all rolled into one and all, you know, in one episode. So there's just a depth that we're looking that maybe is not typical of someone of your